The Faith in Flowers, a Poppy Creek novel, number 5, written by Rachel Bloom, narrated by E. L. Beckett. Chapter 1. Pale and petrified, Olivia Parker dug her manicured nails into the armrest of seat 27C. She hated flying under the best of circumstances, but being tossed around in turbulence somewhere over the Midwest topped her list of unpleasant experiences. Plus, the sleeping pills she'd taken had only made her loopy, not to mention uncharacteristically loose-lipped. "You were saying, dearie?" The little old lady sitting in 27B paused her plastic knitting needles to pat Olivia's hand. How she managed to remain calm enough to knit, Olivia would never know. Any moment now, she feared the thin, tapered objects would become lodged somewhere unfortunate. "I was," she stammered, reaching for the half-empty water bottle jammed into the seat back in front of her. The plastic crinkled as she yanked it from its resting place, and a young mother across the aisle flinched. Olivia offered an apologetic smile as she unscrewed the cap. Clearly, she wasn't the only one on edge. "You were saying how you're not going to tell your family about your divorce," the woman reminded her, resuming her knitting. Even as Olivia chugged the cool water, her throat remained uncomfortably dry and constricted. Oh, how she wished she could go back in time and redo the last 20 minutes. She would have kept her mouth shut. How could she explain the complicated dynamics of her family to a complete stranger? How her mother, and everyone else in her hometown, had put her on a pedestal? Or how she'd left her disaster of a life in New York City to help plan her brother's wedding in Poppy Creek? She couldn't show up on his doorstep and blurt out, "My husband left me, and true love is a soul-crushing lie. Oh, and by the way, would you prefer a band or a DJ at the reception?" Without responding, Olivia stuffed the water bottle back inside the seat pocket. "Is that why you're still wearing your ring?" the woman asked, apparently content to carry on the conversation without Olivia's participation. With a bob of her white curls, she nodded toward Olivia's left hand, which had reclaimed its tense grip on the armrest. Olivia's gaze fell to the object in question. The flawless 2-carat diamond in a chic platinum setting stared back at her with a pitying glint. After Stephen's betrayal, she should have chucked it into the Hudson River, or into one of the many piles of horse manure perfuming Central Park, but she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?